Alaska schools would see a $69 million cut in the amount of money the state provides based on the number of students each school district serves, called the base student allocation, under the budget proposed by the Senate Finance Committee today. The base student allocation would drop roughly $300 per student from the current level of just below $6,000. Bethel Democrat Lyman Hoffman says the cut to the base student allocation was needed to help close the gap between the amount the state government spends and the amount it raises.
We as a state are continuing to struggle with the fact that we are living beyond our means today.
This per student allocation is the biggest piece of the more than $1 billion the state spends each year on schools. Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says it's impossible to control state spending without considering the amount spent on the BSA.
It's huge when we go to look at any cuts, when you hold that large of a department harmless.
Senators also introduced three bills intended to reshape education with an emphasis on providing lessons online. The bills also would eliminate funding for the Alaska Performance Scholarships, which help Alaska students with high grades attend college in the state. Online education could help address a teacher shortage, according to Palmer Republican Senator Shelley Hughes, who says the state hasn't been able to retain teachers in many school districts.
Virtual education will help beam great teachers across the state where it's difficult to recruit and retain.
Leaders of the House majority didn't like the Senate proposal to cut the base student allocation. House Speaker Bryce Edgman notes the House didn't cut any of the base student allocation.
I think what concerns me is not only the cost that reduction incurs upon schools and smaller communities, but it's the notion that there could be an equal amount of reductions next year and then maybe the year after if you look at the Senate's overall plan of $750 million in cuts.
Edgman says he supports increasing faster internet connections in schools, but says nothing replaces having teachers in classrooms. The other education bill senators introduced today would fund school broadband connections so their speeds increase and would suspend a state mandate that school districts periodically review their curriculums. The Senate Education Committee is scheduled to discuss the bills tomorrow.